Yeah, this is very attractive when you are not really trying to change anything in the outer world, including the body. So it's very attractive. I don't know how and when it will happen next.
So it's an interesting question to play with is what is the part of me which doesn't need to be changed? If we go back to the wave and the ocean example, the wave, when it believes it's a wave, it has this constant desire to change everything. It wants to change itself, it wants to change all the waves around itself. But the moment it connects with its deeper self, the oceanic self, it realizes there was nothing in me to change. I am pure consciousness. I am pure light, pure energy. But because I believed I was this body-mind personality, I was trying to change it like a madman. But I am not this body. This body is nothing more than a car which I am driving. It is a vehicle. I'm using this to speak. I'm using this to move in the physical world. It's a communication device. It's an interaction device. It allows us to have some experiences which pure consciousness cannot have. For certain experiences like food and, eating and drinking and seeing beauty and being in love and all the rest of it. It's a vehicle for having certain experiences. But I am not the vehicle at all. This is just a temporary vehicle. If I believe I'm the vehicle, I get obsessed with the vehicle. Then I want to make the vehicle absolutely mind-blowing, the greatest in the world. I need six packs and I need the perfect figure and the perfect clothes and the perfect hair and all of it. But what if I am not the vehicle at all? So what is that part of me which is beyond change? What is that part of me which doesn't need to change at all? What is that part of me which is eternally perfect? And what if I am that? What if I am that? What if I am not this? So questioning again and again, like a chick, the baby chicken inside the egg. Before they come out of the egg, they keep pecking the from inside, they keep pecking the egg. They keep with their beaks, they keep pecking it until it cracks. And then it cracks a little more, and then the whole egg is broken, and then they come out. So our job is to keep pecking at the shell from the inside. We have to keep pecking it. We have to keep cracking all our belief systems about who we are until we come out into that space where we are very clear that I am not this body. I am not limited to this body. The life and death of this body means nothing to me. So as we keep pecking, we move closer and closer to this truth.